You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. On Friday, Governor Brad Little announced a new $100 million program that will pay workers directly to return to their jobs. Now, under this program, an Idaho worker who is currently on unemployment who returns to full-time work would receive a one-time bonus of $1,500. Someone who works part-time would get $750. The governor said he is doing this because he's concerned that enhanced unemployment benefits could add up to more money than a potential worker could make by going back to work. And our state's unemployment rate skyrocketed to 11.5% with more than 100,000 people out of work. So what does all of this mean for our state's economy, and how would this program work? Our Troy Oppie has been following the unemployment issue closely here in the Gem State, and he is joining us live with more. Hey there, Troy.
Hi, Gemma. Good afternoon.
So, you know, Troy, we've covered this program since it was announced on Friday, but can you just recap, I mean, what it is and exactly how it would work?
Yeah. And so, as you mentioned, the dollar amounts are $1,500 for full-time employment return and $750 for part-time. That's going to be retroactive to March 1st, the governor said last week. So if you've already been laid off and already gone back to work, you would still qualify. You'll have to apply for those benefits once you've returned to work. And that's the process, the part of the process that isn't quite clear yet. The governor says that's all going to be made clear through work by his Economic Development Council and the Coronavirus Financial Advisory Committee, and that will be available on June 15th. So we're kind of waiting to find out, does this apply to people who are on furloughed, you know, kind of still employed, still on the hook a little bit, but not working, eligible for unemployment? And you know, those type of people, will they be eligible? So going forward, they expect this to apply to about 70,000 people. That'll fluctuate based on how many part-time, how many full-time get through in the application process.
And Troy, I mean, is this a done deal? Like, will this happen, or is this still a proposal?
No, this is moving forward. And, you know, I thought one of the most interesting things was, you know, in going through and looking back at the publicly available meeting notes from the Coronavirus Financial Advisory Committee and from the Economic Development Council, the Workforce Development Council, I beg your pardon, the two groups that are working on this, this is not referenced really anywhere, except for the Workforce Development Council's agenda for their upcoming meeting this Thursday. So I can't tell how long this was in the works, or if this was just handed off to these groups by the governor and they said, go figure this out. It certainly feels like the latter, but there is no indication that this is not going to move forward.
So in his statement, and I mentioned this in the beginning, that the governor says that more than 60% of people are receiving more income right now from unemployment benefits than they earned when they were actually employed. So where is that number actually coming from?
So the governor hasn't said specifically. What it appears he's referencing is a study done by three economists at the University of Chicago, and they used government data from 2019, and they actually estimate that 68% of people across the country are earning more through their regular state employment benefits and the extra $600 of pandemic unemployment benefits that runs through July. That study found that the average person, and I should say this was reported on by 538.com, that study found that the average person was getting a 34% salary increase. And in Idaho, it was more like a 40% salary increase. And that really reflects the type of you know, workers and industries that have been hit hardest by pandemic-related layoffs. Food service, certainly, hospitality, arts, entertainment, transportation workers, laborers, teachers as well, and folks that they don't necessarily make a whole lot of money, and so it doesn't take a lot of benefit to get them to that point where they're breaking even or earning more on unemployment.
So do our demographics in Idaho's unemployment filings back up that study?
They do. And Idaho is very much in line in terms of impact on industries, again, food service, and who has been laid off. 48% of folks who have filed for unemployment based on data from the Idaho Department of Labor are 34 or under. And early on, the numbers were disproportionately female. And that's evened out in recent weeks, but there are still more females who have filed for unemployment than males. And you can make some assumptions in there, but what that does suggest is, you know, you think about food service workers, administrative folks, that's who was hit the quickest and hit the hardest.
So, Troy, what about people who have been working this whole time? I mean, have they been saying anything about this? I mean, because I'm wondering about, you know, essential workers, right? Like grocery store cashiers, right? I mean, they've been working the whole time, but they've certainly not necessarily had an easy time of it. It's just financially, they've not necessarily been impacted.
Yeah. And I mean, if I put myself in those shoes and I'm looking at this program announced by the governor Friday, I'm thinking, you know, I feel really left behind in that case. And, you know, some of those workers have received hazard pay or hero pay, you know, kind of depends on the company that's giving those bonuses, what they chose to call it, how they chose to administer it. But that was done by private companies. And these people have never been unemployed and are working in many cases at a far greater risk than folks like, you know, you and I who are capable of working from home, or people who are unemployed and unable to work. So this program is certainly unpopular in some circles like that. And I think there's a question too of, you know, what does this say about a government entity coming in and putting a thumb down, so to speak, on free market dynamics? You know, normally if you have a power shift between, you know, a large number of unemployed people, the power rests, you know, with employers, and that can go both ways. But now, instead of allowing a free market effect, like employers raising wages to lure people back, you have the government doing that instead. And the easy answer to that is this has to happen so much faster than those free market dynamics might take, but it still feels kind of weird.
Right. And then there's that whole idea that brings up, you know, like when you said like the 34%, you know, but it's a 40% increase for Idahoans. That goes back to the fact that we do have so many more service jobs in our state. We have a lower, I just forgot the word.
Minimum wage.
Thank you. Yeah. That right on the tip of my tongue, Troy. But I mean, when you put those together, you know, that also just brings up that issue of, you know, our legislature could do something about minimum wage.
Right. And again, that's going to take too long, probably, to be blunt. You know, so much of the recovery expectations of this are that, you know, we need a fast recovery. We need a V-shaped recovery, as the saying goes. We can't have the W-shaped recovery where we're bouncing all over the place, and certainly an L-shaped recovery where everything's flat is going to be a whole heck of a lot worse.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Boise State Public Radio news reporter Troy Oppy about Idaho's unemployment numbers. Okay, Troy, so yesterday in, you know, what we'd call the sky is blue, the earth is round kind of news, economists said that we are officially in a recession, but we entered But we actually entered it in February. So what's different then about this than, say, back when the Great Recession started in 2008?
Well, it's the speed at which everything has come crashing down. So February was the 128th month of economic expansion, the bull market, some would call it. And we reached Great Depression from the 1930s. We reached Great Depression levels of unemployment in 2 months, where in the 1930s, it took 2 years to get to that point, from kind of the start of the slide to an equivalent or relative equivalent of where we are now. So the speed at which everything has happened is really alarming. And that's what makes it so unique and to a lot of people so scary too.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there other programs that the state is looking to implement besides this kind of one-time bonus check?
So the new reporting from the Associated Press today, Keith Ridler reporting that there's still about $600 million left of this $1.25 billion that came from the federal government to Idaho to help with pandemic-based relief. And some of the other things that they're looking at doing with that is increasing broadband availability. They're looking at boosting some of the technology available at the state government level because people working from home are having a difficult time working remotely. But in terms of direct unemployment, Workforce Development Council, and this is something they were doing even before the pandemic, but the Workforce Development Council has been trying to get off the ground a workforce training program that's going to be targeted for skills needed by Idaho companies who are hiring in the short term to help get people trained up to maybe jump from doing one thing to another that requires training. And this is something I expect to see in the next week or so. Boise Representative Melissa Wintrow, who's on the Coronavirus Financial Advisory Committee, has been working on Emergency Rental Assistance Plan. And this plan that would be run through the Idaho Housing Authority has been put up for public comment. That period has ended. So I would anticipate that the CFAC, as they're called, will take action on that here in the coming week or so. Don't know for sure, but that looks like it's kind of next out of the gate.
I mean, so we do know that, Troy, that the, I mean, the state's creating all of these programs, I mean, to get Idaho moving again economically, right? But what's happening with folks who are still out of work right now?
Well, they're frustrated. You know, there's 50,000 people who are on 52,000 plus-ish people who are on continuing benefits. That means they're filing for unemployment multiple weeks in a row. But that's less than half the number who have applied for benefits at all since mid-March. And what we don't know is the difference in that number, about 70,000 people, how many got denied, how many went back to work, and how many are waiting in limbo. And the Idaho Statesman editorial board really hammered the Department of Labor and Governor Brad Little today in an editorial on the handling of this because people cannot get through. I made a couple of phone calls to the Department of Labor hotline before the show and couldn't get through at all this morning. And people are experiencing that. They're frustrated. And many of them are, quite simply, running out of money, and they're having to do other things to put groceries on the table, to pay their rent. And this isn't a silver lining by any stretch, but if those people have some retirement savings and they're raiding their retirement savings to do that, at least the market is still to the point where they're not selling low, as the saying goes.
Right, but that's not a good thing to have to dip into your retirement fund. And I mean,
no, not at all.
Let's call a spade. The Department of Labor can do better, and they should be doing better. No one in the Department of Labor has been furloughed or have lost their jobs during this pandemic.
And they've been hiring back people that they laid off because they've needed the help. They needed people they could train up quickly, and they needed people that are, frankly, familiar with many of their antiquated computer systems.
Right. They can do better. I mean, I think that's a fair statement. Hey, Troy, thank you so much. I know you've really been following this closely, so appreciate everything on this. We've been talking with our Troy Oppie about Idaho's unemployment issues. Troy, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We are also working on a show which will air next Monday about how to talk about race in your home, in particular with your children. Are you a parent? Have you started the conversation? Are you not even sure how to start it? Maybe your children have been bringing questions to you that you don't know how to answer. Send us your questions or your comments. You can send them as a parent. You can have your kids send them. And we want to have a critical conversation about race with our children. You can record a voice memo on your smartphone and then email it to us. That's idahomatters@boisestate.edu. We may just use it on our show next week. This is Idaho Matters.